Welcome, people. Welcome. It's another edition of the Homeschool Educational Supplement that we know as Interesting Stuff. And today we will be looking at the continents and the climate. And so it's a simple topic, but it's a topic that is well worth picking up some knowledge about, especially if you intend to do things like travel in the future. Now, there are seven continents: Africa, the Americas, Antarctica, Asia, Australia, and Oceania, which we usually discuss as one together, and Europe. 250 million years ago, these continents were one single entity, a giant landmass called Pangaea. In fact, if you look at a picture of the world, you can almost see how all the parts used to fit together and how they drifted apart. You can see how South America would fit into Africa, and you could see how North America would join with Europe and Great Britain. But that was a very long time ago. And today, we live in a world separated not just by countries and borders, but also by the giant distances that the land masses have traveled. And so continents exist because the lithosphere, the upper crust of the Earth, is split into tectonic plates. These plates float around, which explains the change in positions of the continents over time. It also explains the tremors and earthquakes that people feel quite often. Especially in Europe, if you're in the Mediterranean area, there's usually several per day there. So sometimes they're so slight you can't feel them. But from time to time, they get bigger. Now, originally termed continental drift, the implication was that the movement of plates was quite random. However, as plate tectonics became the accepted theory, there are now four main ideas about what causes the movement of the continents. These are convection currents in the upper mantle, gravity, the Earth's rotation, or just a combination of all three. And something fascinating to think about, well, India is on a separate tectonic plate from the rest of Asia. And it was the collision of these two plates that created the Himalayas around 55 million years ago, as the Indian plate traveled north and smashed into the Eurasian plate. Asia is also the place with the largest population in the world. 4 billion people live on that landmass. And it also has the highest point, which we all know is Mount Everest. In contrast, the lowest populated continent is the Australasian one, with only 33 million people, still quite a lot, but obviously reduced because of the size and also because of the climate. And climate matters. Think about where you live right now. Think about what the weather is like there. Think about how the weather affects people's habits and what they do, and sometimes even the businesses that people have. And so the different continents are marked not just by their position, but also by the weather and the effects the weather has on everything around about. The seasons themselves are partly what makes weather interesting and predictable, although not entirely. Due to a combination of the Earth orbiting the Sun and the Earth's axis being slightly tilted, there are distinct differences throughout the year in different parts of the world. These factors mean that at different times of the year, any given place on Earth receives more or less sunshine each day. This affects temperatures and thus weather. The variation in temperature between the two extremes become less and less the closer you are to the equator, that band that circles the middle of the world. And obviously, if you are in the middle, you're going to find a warmer climate because of the closeness of that part of the Earth to the Sun. And if you're at one of the poles at the top or bottom, you're going to find the temperature much colder. So we divide the climate into four seasons. We all know the spring, summer, autumn, and winter, the dates of which vary depending upon where you are. The northern and southern hemispheres experience the seasons at opposite times of the year. Which means that while in the northern hemisphere we're experiencing a snowy Christmas, down in the southern hemisphere they're experiencing a sunny one. And summer, of course, is when the sun is at its strongest, or rather most proximate for the longest time. Winter is the opposite. Between winter and summer comes spring as the cold retreats and the land begins to warm up. Summer is followed by autumn as the plants and trees that bloom in summer begin to die back. Their petals and leaves die and fall to the ground. Hence the fall, the American term for the season. Now let's check out some odd climate and weather facts. What about the largest snowflake recorded? Well, that was in the USA. It was 38 centimeters by 20 centimeters, which is absolutely huge. The longest dry period was 173 months, and that was in Chile between 1903 and 1918. That's a long time for it not to rain. The highest temperature ever recorded, well, that was in Libya in North Africa. That was 57.8 degrees C back in 1922. And the greatest wind speed, well, that was 253 miles per hour recorded in the west of Australia back in 1996. And if you want to know about the cold, well, minus 89.2 degrees C was recorded in Vostok, Antarctica back in 1983. And that is super cold. And it's also interesting to think about how the climate affects not just the things that people do, but how people feel, where people go. People tend to choose sunny places to go for holidays, or mountainous places to go for adventures, or places by the sea so that they can swim and relax. And I think also the weather affects how people feel. You know, when the sun comes out, people smile and they're happy and they go outside. And if it's rainy and overcast, people often feel gloomy as well. Have you noticed that? I have. So I think if it's raining, you have to try and imagine some sunshine in your mind. Or you can just go out singing in the rain, if you like, because it's fun to splash in all the puddles. And what kind of weather do you like? Drop me a line, let me know. And wherever you live, I hope you're having fantastic weather today. I hope the sun is shining and the birds are singing for you. That's it for interesting stuff for today. If you'd like to hear about a different topic, then drop me a line, let me know, and I will look into it for you. As usual, under the video, you will find some comprehension questions. Take care, have a great one, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.